and the speculation continues to mount over where NBA star LeBron James will end up next season. He is now a free agent and met yesterday with the Miami Heat's president, but didn't give the Heat a commitment to stay or say no. Instead, he is weighing his options, but the financial decisions get pretty complicated for the teams that are interested in LeBron, and the decision for LeBron is somewhat complicated as well. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic has been looking at the economics of NBA negotiations. He's with us now from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, great to be here.
So last season, LeBron got a salary of about $19 million. Kobe Bryant, by comparison, got $30 million. But just explain, a team has to decide how much to offer a player while keeping in mind that there is that salary cap. How does the cap work?
A salary cap means there's a limit to how much you can pay your players. And to understand why it's useful for a sport to have a salary cap, let's think about what would happen if Silicon Valley had a salary cap. Let's say all tech companies could only pay all of their workers $10 million a year total. What happens is that companies couldn't really grow. One company can't hire all the best people because that would cost billions of dollars. So the talent spread around really evenly, and lots of tech companies become similarly successful. In tech, this would seem crazy, but in sports, this is explicitly what the owners and the fans want. We want teams to be similarly successful. It's good for competition. That's good for fans. But it also means that for superstars like LeBron James, not only can they not earn as much money as they might in a free market, but it also means that if you accept that max salary, you have to work with cheaper workers, worse players. And that means you're hurting your chances potentially of winning a championship.
Well, we remember that 4 years ago to go to the Miami Heat to take his talents to South Beach, as he said, LeBron took a pay cut to go and play with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. Although, is he going to want to do the same thing now?
Fans, I think, are a little bit confused in this issue. On the one hand, people were upset because when LeBron colluded with other superstars, they were extremely indignant and said, how dare you collude? Now that he's saying, I want as much money as I'm due, they're saying, how dare you be so selfish? The issue with the salary cap is that it makes players sometimes be at the focal point of all these controversies that are really about how the economics of the entire league are structured. So I think that it's important for LeBron James to make a decision. He's rich enough off the field. He's probably interested in where can I win the most championships over the next 5-7 years.
Well, and by the way, we looked. He's got two titles. Michael Jordan had six at the end of his career. And by the way, LeBron James is 29 years old. Jordan, at the end of his career with the Bulls, was 35. Kobe Bryant has five titles. So if LeBron were to win a championship every year between now and the time he turns 35, he could outdo Michael Jordan. But could that be with a team like Cleveland? Could the Cavaliers afford, under the salary cap that you're talking about, to bring LeBron back in and maybe a couple more great players?
They could. They could afford. They just made some trades to open up some salary cap space in order to give LeBron the max deal that he wants. The trade-off that I see right now as a sports fan is between the Miami Heat, who have made the finals every year for the last 4 years. This is a known. You can probably get to the finals. Versus the Cavs, who are younger and possibly have more upside. So if LeBron's thinking, how do I maximize my chances of getting to the NBA finals, putting myself in a position to win the championship in 2015, you probably go to the Miami Heat. But if you're looking at 2016, 17, 18, then you're looking at a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers who are young, who can pay LeBron a max contract while also playing younger players a lot less. So it'll be interesting to see whether he thinks short-term or long-term here.
Although the big question is, and I want to put this to our listeners on WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio, do you want LeBron back? That's the question. Let us know at hereandnow.org. Derek Thompson at The Atlantic, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.